to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
We were expecting Dr. Richard Podell, but I think he's caught up in traffic somewhere. So we'll introduce him as soon as he gets here. We have a guest with us today, someone who hasn't been on a show for a very long time, but we're finally glad to finally have him back. None other than the nutrition reporter, Jack Chalom. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jack.
Hi, Don. Hi, Arnie. It's good to be with you today.
Yeah, you know, Jack's one of the most trusted and respected nutrition health writers in America. He's the author of several excellent books. His most recent ones include Stop Pre-Diabetes Now and The Food Mood Solution. Both of them, by the way, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. He also publishes an excellent newsletter, The Nutrition Reporter. And Jack is currently a consultant to the Solgar Vitamin Company. And today, Jack's going to help us continue the general discussion we've been having over the past few weeks on the immune system. With all the talk about H1N1 or the swine flu, in addition to the usual concerns about seasonal flu and the controversy over vaccines that are available but not in the proper quantities, this seems to be a topic that continues to occupy everybody's thoughts.
Now, you know, we all share this concern to some degree, and we would all love to find a way to prevent our catching the flu, whether the regular seasonal flu or, as Arnie said, the H1N1 or swine flu. Now, the government's solution is to develop a vaccine and to focus on preventing the spread of the virus. They tell you to wash your hands, to cover your mouth when you sneeze or cough, to stay home when you're sick, and so forth. Now, what we have been suggesting is that we can improve our odds of resisting the flu by improving our body's immune system capabilities, both by avoiding things that depress immune system function, things like poor diet, perhaps, stress, and also doing things and taking supplements that will enhance immune response. Now, my first question to you, Jack, is this. Is this just a wishful thinking, or does it really make sense?
It really does make sense, and it's a very good question. One of the ways I look at nutrition is that all roads in biochemistry, basically how our bodies function, eventually point back to nutrition. And this means not just our heart and our brains, but also our immune system. And everything in our physical bodies really has a basis in nutrition. And the field is called technically, nutritional biochemistry. It's kind of funny because all of biochemistry is really nutritional. And there are ways, there are easy ways to improve your immunity, your ability to fight the flu, to fight the common cold. And conversely, there are also easy ways to hurt your immunity to make you more susceptible. And probably the quickest way to make yourself more susceptible is by eating a lot of junk foods and not getting enough rest.
Okay, so why would eating a lot of junk foods, besides the junk foods, I guess by definition you could define the junk food two ways. It's either a nutrient sparse or it's filled with stuff that's perhaps harmful, like sugar. Why is this bad for you?
Well, I'll give you one example relating to dietary sugars. And it's been known for well over 100 years that people with type 2 diabetes, people who have high blood sugar levels, are more susceptible to infection than the average person. And beginning in the 1960s through the 70s, and really up to the present time, researchers have looked at how dietary sugars impact the activity of immune cells. And without going into the technical details, basically when you're consuming a lot of sugary foods, the immune system goes to sleep. And it does not do its job chasing down bacteria and virus-infected cells.
Okay, so the first thing, perhaps in the general way, to enhance your immune system capabilities is to avoid the empty calorie, junk foods, things high in sugar. I would think maybe avoiding stress in general would fall into that same category. And by that, and by stress, I guess we mean all kinds of stress, both physical stress, environmental stresses, mental stress. Right now,
exactly.
That brings us. Yeah, that brings us to, of course, what our main interest is on this particular program, and that's supplements, because that's the focus of what we do. Are there supplements that we could be taking that would enhance our immune response? Let me just preface your answering by pointing out to you, as you may have heard Arnie say, Jack, we've been talking about this topic for several weeks now. The last week, for example, we kind of focused on herbal remedies, the elderberry extract, the omka, or the pelargonium, and well-known herbs like the echinacea and so forth. I know that you have a number of vitamin and mineral supplements that you're convinced will be helpful for immune strengthening. So why don't we kind of make that the topic of this week's show? What supplements do you recommend, in terms of enhancing our ability to withstand the flu?
Okay, before you start, I'd like to announce that our esteemed medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, has arrived at the studio.
Well, I am glad to have arrived. The Jersey Turnpike was blocked.
Oh, okay. All right, Jack, it's all yours again.
Okay, well, number one on my list would be vitamin D, specifically vitamin D3, which is more potent than the vitamin D2 form. And the story of vitamin D is interesting in that if you go back to medical books published around 100 years ago, and I have one of these antique books in my collection, the conventional treatment for tuberculosis was either spending time in the sun or having cod liver oil. And these two things have vitamin D in common. Cod liver oil has plenty of vitamin D. If you spend time in the sun in the summer, not so much in the winter because the sun is too low, you will make ample amounts of vitamin D. Well, it took up until about 3 years ago for doctors to figure out why vitamin D had such a positive effect on the immune system. And they found what's called a peptide, kind of a little chain of amino acids called cathelicidin. And this is a very potent antibacterial, antiviral, immune-stimulating compound. And the only way to basically get the body to make cathelicidin is with vitamin D. Now, there's another interesting study that was published earlier this year by a researcher at Harvard University. And he and a colleague looked at the pattern of the H1N1 Spanish flu in 1918 and 1919, which has very strong similarities to today's H1N1 swine flu. And what they were able to do was map out the prevalence of flu cases in different cities based on latitude. And what they found was that the cities with the highest sun exposure over the summer, basically those in the southern United States, had the lowest number of cases of Spanish flu. The cities in the northern part of the country, where there was less sun, had the highest number of flu cases. And then they did really a very elegant job of tying the research to what we now know about cathelicidin, other things about how vitamin D enhances the immune system, and including its anti-cancer properties. But that's almost a totally different story. But having a healthy immune system protects us against that disease as well.
Okay, Jack, we need to pause for a short break. And when we come back, Jack's going to finish his list of supplements which can be immune-enhancing and help hopefully help us ward off things like the flu. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And along with our special guest, Jack Challum, brought to you courtesy of Solgar Vitamins, the gold standard of nutritional supplements. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Blackcurrants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formulas Blackcurrant Extract in capsules, Jaro's Vision Optimizer Formula, or Jaro's Famous 4-to-1 Juice Extract. Jaro Formulas, your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formulas.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and before we continue, I want to point out that the full line of Jaro Formula supplements is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price. I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. Listen to these great deals now in effect. Doctor's Best from 40 to 50% off the entire line. New Chapter, 40% off the entire line. Source Naturals, Natrol, 35% off. Country Life, American Health, Nature's Way, and others. The full line's 30% off. Solgar's on sale. Jaro's on sale. Enzymatic Therapy, Allergy Research Group. Again, the full line's all on sale, and there's more. You can check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
Do you have our current product reference catalog, our sale bulletin? Well, you you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. It's full of great information. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address, and we mail it to you four times a year. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. You can also request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and subscribing right online. Of course, the best thing is to stop by either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, which is just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. I enjoyed meeting all of you listeners in the Georgia area last week, by the way. It was really nice. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will be back with our conversation with Jack Chalom in just a moment.
You can always count on Doctor's Best to bring you great deals on the quality nutritional supplements you want. One that I know you want is CoQ10, supplement now recognized as so valuable everybody should be taking it, especially if you're on statin drugs. Doctor's Best has a complete line of high-absorption CoQ10 supplements in veggie caps or soft gels, and they're now on sale at 50% off list. To put it another way, one half price. How's that for a deal? CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant, plays a role in cellular energy production, immune function, and heart health. You don't want to miss this opportunity to stock up on high absorption CoQ10 from Doctor's Best, not when you can get it at half price. Doctor's Best, because you deserve it. The entire line of Doctor's Best products is now on sale at Wilner Chemist, starting at 40% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, the nutrition reporter, Jack Chalom. And we were talking... Oh, go ahead, Don. I think why don't you mention some of those vitamin D products?
The first nutrient that Jack mentioned was vitamin D, specifically D3 cholecalciferol. And, as Jack is being brought to us today, courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company, I thought it would be appropriate to point out that Solgar has a wide variety of vitamin D3 supplements. They have a tablets, vegetable capsules, they have soft gels, running in potency all the way from, I believe, around 400 units up to 5,000 units. That's in a vegetable capsule. So, there are many nice things about the Solgar line. One of the nice things is that depending on whatever form, strength, potency that you want, Solgar probably has it. Okay, Jack. What I suspect you're going to tell us now about one of Dr. Podell's favorite nutrients, N-acetylcysteine. I know he's going to love this discussion because he's the champion of N-acetylcysteine. You want to fill us in on that and why that works on the immune system?
I'd love to fill you in on N-acetylcysteine, which is also just known as NAC. And I do take some credit about being the first reporter, writer to put NAC on the front burner in terms of consumer health magazines. This was back in the late 1990s. And what got my attention about NAC at that time was an Italian study of seniors who were given either NAC supplements or placebos over the cold flu season. And the results literally stopped me in my tracks. The people who were taking NAC, roughly 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams per day, had virtually no flu symptoms, even though blood tests confirmed that they had the flu. And the people in the placebo group, essentially people taking sugar pills, did not fare that well. They had all the typical miserable symptoms of the flu. Well, the whole H1N1 story that is in the news every day now makes NAC even more interesting to me, because the major complication is respiratory. It affects the lungs. And NAC has a great track record in conventional medicine for protecting the lungs, for breaking up mucus in the lungs. It's also stocked in every ER, in every hospital in the country, for treating acetaminophen overdose. So it's one of these rare nutritional substances that is widely used in conventional medicine and is also a potent antioxidant. And I'll share what I take, if it's okay with you guys. I take 500 milligrams a day during most of the year. This time of the year, I up that to 1,000 milligrams a day. If I have to fly, I increase that further. And if I feel any cold or flu symptoms coming on day one, I up my NAC dosage up to 3 or 4 grams per day. That's 3,000 or 4,000 milligrams per day. And I'll go even higher than that. It's exceptionally safe. The typical hospital dose is 10,000 milligrams a day. And the risk of any side effects is so remote that NAC is almost as safe as water.
Yeah, well, you know, I differ in my prophylactic dose from yours by 100 milligrams. I take 600 milligrams a day in a vegetarian capsule because that's the way Solgar makes it, okay? Yeah, I just had to make the plug for Solgar.
Yeah, well, that amount certainly won't hurt.
The frustration, of course, is that the same Italian study you cited is the one that got me interested. And as far as I can tell, nobody's ever repeated that study to bring the proof further to the mainstream. So it's just people like us who sort of cruise through the esoteric literature who really are aware of this.
Yeah, and this was in a major European medical journal, so it wasn't all that esoteric at the time. I did email with the lead researcher, Dr. Silvio De Flora, he really loves N-acetylcysteine. I think one reason why people haven't picked up on the research is N-acetylcysteine is a lot less of a profit maker than things like the flu vaccinations or Tamiflu.
Well, you know, the good thing about N-acetylcysteine, it's in that category that we talk about all the time. There's many upsides, and there's no downsides. N-acetylcysteine, of course, is a precursor to glutathione, which is why it's such a powerful antioxidant. So it does so many good things for you that there's really no reason not to be taking it, from 500, 600 to 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams a day.
Yeah, the other thing I might say is...
Okay, you know what? We'll continue this discussion with Jack Chalom and also begin taking your phone calls. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back after these messages.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B complex from Country Life also contains alpha lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
Now to Tom O'Hanlon for the traffic.
Thank you and good afternoon. Let's start things out on the LAE westbound from the Cross Island Parkway to the Clearview. It is slow there. Also heavy from Main Street to the Grand Central Parkway. Eastbound at Francis Lewis Boulevard, disabled vehicle in the left lane. On the Cross Island Parkway southbound at Northern Boulevard, a collision blocking a lane. Northbound, it's heavy from the LAE to the Throgs Neck Bridge. On the west side highway southbound, busy from 96th Street down into the 50s, all due to volume. Williamsburg Bridge heading from Manhattan, it is stop and go. 59th Street Bridge inbound upper level. Looks pretty heavy there. On the lower level, that's a better choice. Outbound Holland 15, about the same into the city. The Lincoln looks good. Inbound GWB, it's 20 minutes to the upper deck. And on the lower deck, that is a better choice. This report brought to you by woodpellets.com. Don't get stung by rising oil prices this fall. Order pellets online at woodpellets.com. Woodpellets.com delivers right to your door. Free delivery over 6 tons at woodpellets.com. Tom O'Hanlon, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3 and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take anti-aging 3 collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking anti-aging 3 collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Chalom, who's brought to you courtesy of Solgar Vitamins, the gold standard of nutritional supplements. And this show is being broadcast on WOR here in New York, WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia, and our 800 number, 800-321-0710, works down in Atlanta if any of you folks have any questions. Okay, we were talking to Jack Chalom. We spoke about vitamin D. We spoke about N-acetylcysteine. And, you know, I see there's, you know, on your list you have vitamin C, lysine, zinc lozenges, and there's one other substance on there, selenium. Where does selenium come in this scheme?
Selenium is interesting. You remember the movie The Andromeda Strain?
Oh, yeah.
In which there was this mutating virus from outer space.
Oh, yeah.
On Earth. Well, the flu is kind of like a mutating virus, except it's not from outer space. And there have been a slew of studies showing that when people or animals are deficient in selenium and they are infected with the flu or the common cold or other types of viruses, the viruses mutate. And when they mutate, these mutations attack the heart. And the story here, and I'll be brief about it, it is interesting because most flus, the current swine flu did not appear to originate in Asia, but most flus seem to originate in ducks in Asia, in regions that are selenium deficient. And everything points to the fact that somehow these viruses jump to other animals and eventually to people. And about 10 years ago, some of this research began in earnest, and what they found was that selenium deficiency was a cofactor in these viruses that ended up attacking the heart muscle, leading to cardiomyopathy and heart failure. So I think one of the things we can all do to protect ourselves and to protect the society at large in so far as minimizing the risk of virus mutations is to take some selenium. And if you're taking a multivitamin, multimineral supplement, there's probably 200 micrograms of selenium in that. And I think most people can safely add another 200 micrograms a day. I wouldn't go above that. So selenium doesn't really play a role in reducing symptoms the way NAC does, but it does help reduce the risk of creating these virus mutations.
And the mutations seem to be what everyone's scared of.
Yeah, and the flu and common cold viruses are constantly mutating. So and sometimes the mutations are just kind of like the same old annual flu or common cold virus, and sometimes they're far worse.
Okay, we have a question from Farmingdale, Long Island. Phyllis from Farmingdale, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi. I just bought the NAC capsules, and on the bottle it said 18 or older to take NAC. Is it okay for a 16-year-old to take them?
As far as I know, it is safe. This is a very innocuous substance. It has only benefits. My only concern in terms of any kind of supplement with children is when you get down to the infant toddler level, where really Generally, the dosages have to be significantly reduced because of body weight. But for a 16-year-old, I certainly don't see a problem. Dr. Podell, any?
Yeah, I agree. I don't see that there's any toxicity to be talked about. And I think that they just made that an arbitrary number.
Yeah, because, N-acetylcysteine is an analog of an amino acid, cysteine. And when you acetylate or acetylate something, you make it a little more absorbable.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're really talking about something which is really found in food.
Yeah, this is something we eat every day. And as I understand it, the NAC, you can get cysteine in a health food store, but it's not very stable. So cysteine is used to build glutathione. The N-acetylcysteine is a more stable form of cysteine, and that's why it's preferred to take as a supplement.
And absorb better, too.
Yes.
Okay. Another similar question. Denise, calling from somewhere in Orange County, New York. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi. My question to you is relating to children. Do you have a recommended dose of vitamin D3 and NAC during the course of the year and or flu season that's safe for them?
Well, the public health officials at Harvard and Boston University Medical School have been saying for a couple years now that every infant, child, and adult should be taking a minimum of 1,000 IU of vitamin D. If we're looking at someone who's a little bit older than that, maybe 5 years old and up, I think it's certainly safe to go up to about 2,000 IU a day. And if we're talking about people who have an adult's body weight, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 IU are perfectly safe.
With some exceptions. So there are some people who will have high calciums due to an endocrine abnormality. There's some people who have kidney stones. So it's not 100% safe, but it's mostly safe.
But for children, no problem with 1,000 IU a day.
Yeah, I'd agree there. Yeah.
Okay, and you used the word kids. How old are the kids?
9 and 6.
Okay. NAC is a sulfur-containing substance, and any of those sulfur-containing substances can have a bit almost of a, like a rotten egg odor sometimes. And that's the only thing I would say, because with some of the younger kids, you may want to be opening up a capsule. So be aware that there is a smell when you open the capsule, which is to be expected, and try and disguise it when you're getting the kids to take it, so they'll take it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for that call, Denise.
Thank you.
Okay, Jack. One of the other substances on your list is lysine.
Yeah, this is an amino acid or protein building block, and there's good research going back probably at least 15 years. And this research really began focusing on the herpes simplex virus. And these studies showed that lysine inhibited the growth and replication of this virus. And what I found in myself and in the people I do nutrition coaching with is this ability to inhibit viral growth seems to work across the board. If not with all viruses, then certainly with many of them. So if I feel like I might be coming down with something, lysine is part of the mix I take along with NAC and maybe a little bit extra selenium.
All right. Now, going forward, zinc lozenges.
This is interesting because some of the studies on people have yielded mixed results, but my feeling is if half the studies show positive results, then it's certainly worth taking. And the zinc lozenges are particularly important if people feel the infection sort of settling in on their throat, because you dissolve the lozenges under your tongue, and it basically saturates the oral tissues and the throat. So they, too, are part of my mix.
Okay, now with zinc lozenges, I think we should talk about dosage. Solgar has a nice lemon-lime flavored zinc lozenge. I don't remember what the amount of zinc in there is, but how long can people be taking these zinc lozenges, and how many times a day? What do you recommend?
Well, that's a very good question, and the zinc seems to play a role in reducing symptoms. It doesn't seem to have a major role in prevention. So again, day one is the time to really ramp up all of these supplements. And I would take a zinc lozenge probably every 2 to 3 waking hours, taking certainly one before bed and then as you get up in the morning.
Okay, the usual dose, Don, is, I think
it's
the study was
23 milligrams.
Yeah, I just
looked it up. The Solgar is 23 milligrams as a zinc citrate and gluconate combination. So that's good.
And I really do want to emphasize that if someone is feeling symptoms, don't wait till day two to ramp up these things, because the concentrations of viruses will be much higher on the second day. The time to respond is within day one.
Okay, and the product, Solgar's zinc lozenge product, is called FlavoZinc. Okay, F-L-A-V-O zinc. Alrighty, and of course they also have lysine available in 500 and 1,000 milligram. And Jack, I don't think you mentioned the dose on lysine.
I would take about 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day, maybe going up a little bit higher than that if you're really fighting a tough viral infection, maybe up to 2,000 milligrams a day. Okay. Dr. Podell, your feeling on that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Okay, now, this is one of the things, you know, people always ask us, when do you take your supplements? And we always say with food. This is one of the exceptions. Lysine is an amino acid, and it competes with some other amino acids, especially arginine, so it's a good idea to take lysine on an empty stomach. Take it with a little juice. Okay, guess what? Time for another break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Along with our special guest, Jack Challum, brought to you courtesy of Solgar Vitamins, the gold standard of nutritional supplements. And we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements. Nordic Naturals, by the way, is now on sale at Wilner's at 20% off-list price. Here's Dr. Mackay.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids are functional nutrients that help balance blood sugar and maintain healthy body weight? There once was a time when scientists thought that dietary fatty acids were just a source of calories. Discoveries over the past 3 decades have shown that specific omega-3 fatty acids have important roles improving metabolism and supporting healthy body weight. The liver plays a central role in metabolism and adapts quickly to changes in dietary fat composition. This adaptation involves changes in the expression of genes involved in how the body processes sugar and fat. Research shows that omega-3 fats promote healthy blood sugar levels, lower triglyceride levels, and promote fat burning and improve blood vessel function. Take advice from the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association and make sure you are getting at least 1 gram of omega-3 fats per day to support healthy metabolism. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee, exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Jack Chalom, brought to you courtesy of Solgar. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. And I also want to point out that the entire line of Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price. In addition, you know, we've called Jack the nutrition reporter, and we want to let you know that you can subscribe to Jack Chalom's excellent newsletter by going to www.nutritionreporter.com. It costs $28 a year, but it's well worth it. And you can also find Jack's books, Stop Pre-Diabetes Now and The Food Mood Solution, at Wilner Chemist at 20% off list price. Okay. All right, Jack, the only supplement that we haven't spoken about is vitamin C.
Yeah, and this is interesting because this is usually the one everyone talks about first in terms of cold and flu prevention. I think vitamin C is great. I think for preventing symptoms and suppressing cold and flu symptoms, N-acetylcysteine is number one. And vitamin C is number two right after that. What often happens, and this is based on the research and clinical experience of the late Dr. Robert Cathcart, when people are fighting the flu or cold, they often develop kind of a low-grade form of scurvy. They really do wipe out their vitamin C reserves. And so, number one, they need to essentially fill up the tank again with vitamin C. But vitamin C can also reduce the length of a cold and symptoms, and the same thing with the flu. And Dr. Linus Pauling was talking about this back in the late 1960s. If not before. And the dosage range, the best range based on the study seems to be about 2 grams to 6 grams of vitamin C daily, split up just to avoid loose stools. So you might take, 1 gram 3 times a day or 2 grams 3 times a day, just spaced out nicely. And the research does seem to be solid on this, even though you will occasionally see a newspaper or magazine report saying it doesn't work. And why people say it doesn't work baffles me, because the studies are very clearly there in the medical literature.
Okay. As you might suspect, Solgar has a whole range of vitamin C products and tablets and capsules going up from 250 milligrams up to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. And, of course, I think they also have the availability of the ester C as well. Okay, an interesting question from Lisa of Yorktown Heights, New York. Are you live on the Wilner Window, Lisa?
Yes, hello, good afternoon. Our question was, both my son and I are asthmatic and have sulfur allergies and are concerned, could we be able to take the NAC or is it contraindicated?
It's what you have is sulfur allergies, S-U-L-F-A, you mean the antibiotics and such, is that correct?
Correct, and also right. With metabisulfites, if
right.
Any preservative.
But sulfur, the
element.
Yeah. Is in everything that we eat, so you're not likely to be allergic to that.
Can't.
Well, yeah. If you were, you wouldn't be able to eat anything.
That's right.
So N-acetylcysteine, cysteine, taurine, a whole bunch of other sulfur-containing amino acids, they are safe to eat. Can you eat eggs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
No problem. You're safe to take
lots
it.
Lots of sulfur and egg yolk.
Yeah.
I see. So is it sulfate? Is that the difference?
No. Not sulfate. You can take sulfate. What you can't. The only thing you can take are two things: sulfites, which is which are preservatives in many things, including wine, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially red wine. And and the sulfa medications.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're good.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
Anytime. It's a common misconception.
All the time. Yeah. People, and it's understandable. They don't realize the distinction in the term and think that they have to be much, much more restrictive than they really do. So it's something that, I don't know, maybe doctors should be a little bit more careful in how they explain the problem to the patient. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
they always have us to explain
that's right.
it to them. Okay,
otherwise, if they explained everything, they wouldn't have to call us,
they
right?
wouldn't need us. There you go. Okay.
Okay. Nina from Norwalk, Connecticut.
Hi there.
You're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes, thank you. I take megadoses of vitamin D for osteoporosis, and I wanted to get clarification as to the dry versus the gel, because people have mentioned there's some concern for the oil in the gel caps.
Mm-hmm.
And the dry ones, I noticed, they just crumble the minute you put them in your mouth.
The D3,
mm-hmm.
which is
right.
which is probably the preferred form of vitamin D.
Which is what I take.
Okay. Then taking it in the gel form would probably be the best way to take it, and take it with some fatty foods when you do take it.
Yeah, I've been using a Carlson, which is from soybean oil or sunflower oil.
Yeah, that's fine.
And
that's
I
fine.
Take about
the oil is not the problem. The oil is in very small amount in the soft gel. What's important is the form and the quality of the vitamin D, not the oil. Don't worry about the oil, unless you have an allergy.
Unless you have a soy problem, you don't need to be concerned about that aspect of it. The main difference is the fact that some vitamin D is vitamin D2, and the preferred form of vitamin D is vitamin D3. Okay, so that's the big difference. Not so much the fact that it's a gel cap or a tablet. Just most of the D3 is in the form of gel caps. Okay, we're going to pause for a moment to bring you this message from Wilner Chemist Antioxidant Capsules.
The
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, we are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. Those of you who are regular listeners know that this happens to be a two-hour show. And I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. And I also want to point out that the entire line of Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price. Okay, our special guest, Jack Challum, will be back with us for the second hour, and we will be back at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.